My name is Matthew E. Henry, and the piece I'm going to read is entitled, When Asked What Might Finally Lead Me to Drink or Abuse Schedule I Narcotics. This poem, or this piece, is a response to a poem that I had published previously that was entitled, An Open Letter to the Secretary Who Asked How I Haven't Taken to Drink or Schedule I Narcotics, like so many of my colleagues. This is a hard one for me to get through. When asked what might finally lead me to drink or abuse Schedule I narcotics, I don't see race. I voted for Obama twice. Some of my best friends are fill in a race, ethnicity.
I was listening to an NPR interview with Ta-Nehisi Coates. He's so articulate.
Have you heard of fill in an obscure black artist, sculptor, or dancer?
Oh, of course I support the reappropriation of language, but I think rap music would be more enjoyable for everyone if they didn't use that word.
Have you heard of Maya Angelou?
I really want to create a space where we can dialogue about this further.
I was reading an article by
fill in with Jane Elliott, Tim Wise, or Robin DiAngelo, depending on the age of the speaker.
I just think Ibrahim X. Kendi goes too far sometimes.
I don't have a prejudice bone. I discovered Toni Morrison and Alice Walker in my African American lit course in college. They changed my life.
Do we really still need affirmative action in this day and age?
I have nothing against CRT. I just don't think public schools are the place.
Reparations are a tricky subject. How do we decide who?
Urban renewal is not the same as gentrification. What does people of color even mean? Isn't white a color?
I just don't think that defunding is a reasonable type of police reform.
Why would they burn down their own?
Well, none of my
fill in a race, ethnicity.
Friends would have been offended by what I said.
We first met at a Breonna Floyd protest.
What do you mean by food desert?
They need more help, more guidance with financial planning, family planning. I wouldn't have a problem with my child dating a
fill in a race, ethnicity,
but
red, yellow, black, white, purple, green. I don't care what's on the outside as long as you treat everyone with respect.
We're all a part of the human race.
Class is what really divides us.
Gender is the new black.
Sexuality is the new black.
Access to broadband internet is the new black. Can't we all just get along?
Not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. These, and the requirement that I keep a mask of cool, kissable waters in response.